Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I got a lot to think about, to be honest. And just for me personally, going forward with the game of basketball, got a lot to think about.
LeBron has a lot to think about. That reminds me, I did have an idea for Let's Get Stupid. You want to do one? It's a LeBron one.
Let's do it.
All right. It was something I heard on your show yesterday. Was it yesterday, you and Sal, or maybe 2 days ago?
Yesterday. It was yesterday, I think.
Okay. You had a guest on talking about LeBron and also the Rams, like an LA-based guest talking about all the things. And you mentioned kind of in passing as a half joke that there was a rumor, not about LeBron waiting for Bronny to come to the NBA and playing together, but that he would go and use a year of eligibility in college basketball, and LeBron would go play at USC. That's what was kind of joked about.
Yep.
I immediately thought, oh, man, that's a good Let's Get Stupid. Let's get stupid.
Well, I'm convinced, folks, that's pretty much the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
McDavid becomes available this offseason. He says, I'm done. Put together a trade package.
Yo, you don't even know what stupid is.
On WGR.
That's the dumbest thing you could have said.
Sports Radio 550.
Okay, let's get stupid.
One season at USC.
LeBron at age 39 plays college basketball.
How many points would he average?
60?
60.
No, because they definitely use some load management. He'd have to sit.
He'd also need to get Bronny the ball.
Oh, yeah.
To you know, get him going. He would probably average 60 assists a game.
I feel like he would be more concerned about getting Bronny numbers.
I might be right.
Stat padding him.
He would be... I want to see him against like those like soft opponents at the beginning of the year. Like Kennesaw State shows up to the whole, what are those tournaments? Like the Puerto Rico Invitational or whatever. And there's USC. And there's LeBron James standing on the other side.
On USC.
And you're just, oh my God, what are we supposed to do? Would love to see it.
I really would love to see it.
Would it be the most entertaining thing he could do next year?
Would it be the highest rated sporting event of all time? LeBron James and USC against Kennesaw State.
Just to see how many points he would score.
100. I would be locked in.
Could he get to 100?
Yes.
How much would tickets cost?
Oh, you can't charge enough.
And then into the like the NCAA tournament. LeBron and March Madness together? Are you kidding? That'd be incredible. USC is a one seed, and they're going to the Final Four. He technically can't do this, correct?
No, of course not.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. He's made too much money. Even with the new NIL rules.
Your guest joking yesterday about like NIL and eligibility. He never used any.
Listen, if you're the NCAA, you make a one-time exception. You're the NCAA. You're losing power, right? Like to all these schools, and you're thinking, okay, we need a big swing. What are we gonna do? We're gonna make a big chunk of change. We're the NCAA. We make up our own rules, right, all the time. Let's make up a LeBron James rule. It's like a in the OHL, like for junior hockey, you get like exceptional status.
Yeah.
Like Connor McDavid was able to play a year before he should have been able to. We're gonna do it the other way. We're gonna have exceptional status to LeBron James, and we're going to allow him to play 1 year. Why couldn't the president of the NCAA just do that?
Good question. Let's do it. Let's find a way.
Yeah, this is very stupid, though.
It's very stupid.
Very stupid.
But is there not an interest to see it? It's like Billy Madison playing dodgeball. You know, you want... Uh-huh. it's the reverse of Michael Block, who is the guy that that punches above his weight.
Yeah.
You want to see somebody just let me see the level of devastation if Derrick Henry played in a high school football game.
That's good.
Right now.
That's good, because we don't often see it that way.
We never get that.
Have we? When have we ever gotten that? Does like
nobody ever goes down and dominates?
Like in baseball, sometimes you'll get like a star goes down like a minor league assignment.
That's the closest thing would be a Major League Baseball pitcher on rehab just absolutely smoking guys at the plate. That's the closest thing you get to this.
Which is not that close to LeBron playing college basketball.
You could have NHLers going to the AHL on a rehab stint as well. But still, not the same.
No.
Think of the other options that would be better than these.
Okay.
Derrick Henry.
In high school football?
I mean, maybe we should make it college.
College football?
Yeah. Right. Derrick Henry runs in a college football game.
Okay.
LeBron plays in a college basketball game. Who are the other answers here? McDavid. McDavid plays against Canisius.
Yeah, an exhibition here. That would be so bad. 15 goals
but
he would score.
15? I'd say 30. Wouldn't you want... I want to see this so bad.
This would be like... Do you ever see the videos of like... They'll have like two professional soccer players out in a field and like 80 kids?
Yeah.
It's like 2-on-80. Give me that.
Yeah.
Give me McDavid and Dreisaitl against 50 10-year-olds. Who wins?
Oh.
This could be on a reality show. But it's not. We're going to do LeBron James and Steph Curry against three high school basketball teams all at the same time. Maybe that's too much. 15-on-2.
It's wild.
LeBron in winter gear against the high school stars of Western New York.
Joey Bosa coming around the end against Central Michigan.
Put Josh Allen back in college football.
He goes,
right now.
Ooh, an alumni game. Every school is allowed to bring one professional player back for one game.
Ooh, yeah. Of any game?
Any game.
Man. So Allen back at Wyoming to play BYU.
Sure.
On like a Thursday night on ESPN2. Alumni college games. It would be that you don't get international play in football. That would be your way of doing it. We're gonna do a off-season
world
tournament.
Cup, a World Cup of college football with alumni.
Yeah.
And Florida State and LSU are gonna play.
Yes. Or you could do it like, no, you do like LSU, Florida State, and maybe like the smaller schools, Wyoming can't fill out their own teams. You do like a conference team.
They're like Team Europe.
Smaller team. Yeah, Team Europe. So Team Mountain West.
Right.
Team Mountain West against Team Alabama today. So it's Jalen Hurts against Josh Allen. Give me that instead of the XFL.
We've got some ideas.
Until Bills fans get furious because Josh Allen sprains his MCL playing against, you know, the Clemson alumni team in March.
All right. We'll get a break in Extendo Sports coming up here on WGR.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
When something happens to your car, you might say, but what you really need to say is something that can actually help.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
And just like that, State Farm is there to help you file your claim right on the State Farm mobile app. So, just remember, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.